So it begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
It begins.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello. Welcome to Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Jimbo Baggins, Deborah Lee.
Rock on.
And we will be with you, right. We will be with you for the next hour, delivering readings, maybe making you chuckle a little. So sit back, get yourself a nice, well, hot one.
Whatever your beverage
like
of choice
I've got
is.
Coffee, and I have a cold one, which is just water.
Laura from Canada.
Laura and everybody else, what?
Okay. Did you see? It was just there.
What was, Laura?
Did you see how it's not there now? She said, calling in, Laura Canada, she said, I think she believes she said her breast cancer thing was negative. No breast cancer, though. Okay, she must have edited it. Because it was the temple, it said NI, but I knew what she meant.
Oh, no, so no, happy for you.
We're up on that, dog.
So happy for you. There's enough of that going around.
There is. Get back to business there, Missy.
All right.
Caller's building up.
Those that are listening for the first time or joining us on Facebook Live, I use only an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm showing to the live streaming audience on Facebook, which is on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. We aren't using tarot. No oracle cards, no angel cards, no none of the other amazing systems that are out there, because I've only focused for the last 30 years on personal prophecy, the way that my grandmother taught it to me. I want you all to bear in mind that the future is extremely fluid. We have to be aware that as we are creating our own reality, the choices that others make in their lives can tend at times to impact our own lives, our path. So that's why it's a good thing to get a lot of readings. You can see and become aware of the fluctuations that are taking place.
Yeah, there's no limitation. You're not going to give you more than 1 hour, but you can get one every single show we do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you get in there.
Yeah, you can. And so that's one thing I stress is nobody can tell you that a reading has been carved in stone.
Fact.
I don't care how good they are.
Fact.
Right. You are still you're the master of your own destiny in so many ways, but at least you have the power of free will.
True that. All right.
We'll turn to Jim.
We've got callers stacking up, so I'm going to get the show on the road. We're going to talk about important shit, and we're going to talk about it quick. All right, that number to call in, because that's the primary method of our comms tonight, 515-602-9676. You call in, your cell phone, landline if you still have one. Skype, you can Skype in a regular phone number. I never knew that, but yeah, until you started doing this show.
Yeah, you can.
Right? Yeah, well, I know you can.
Well, what did you think it was for?
Like Zoom.
Oh, no.
That's what everybody, 99% of the people use it for that. Most people don't call in because they have their handy little cell phone, but you can. And we have people that do Skype in, lots of them.
Please, if you're international, don't attempt it.
No.
You
can attempt to Skype in.
I meant cell phone.
Yeah, don't do cell phones unless you have an international plan because you got that type of business and you already have the plan. Cool.
I called Dubai once for 2 minutes. The bill was $250, that roaming charge, so don't do it. You do it. You can call. You're going to get to the portal, right?
Okay, yeah, I am. I haven't finished the talk to you there. Missy, don't jump ahead. When you do call in, you'll hear a bunch of automated messages that tell you're on hold, you're in the queue. That's a fingernail. That's nice. You're in the queue, and you'll hear the show. That means everything's cool. We see you on a list. You're not going to get forgotten. You get disconnected, call right back. It happens. Cell phones drop. We know that. The world we live in, especially if you're in motion and doing stuff. Speaking of which, when we do take your call, please get off that speakerphone because it doesn't sound good on our end. you got Bluetooth, avoid speakerphone and Bluetooth at all costs if you can. There's probably situations where you can't legally and safety-wise.
Well, like if you're driving.
Yeah, but please do so. And stop your multitasking, because when you're on hold, you're going to do other stuff while you're on hold. But please don't, because don't walk around. Don't be near stuff making noises. Just because by the time it comes to us on our end, it can be really bad. We might even have to drop you.
Yeah, that wastes a lot of time with your reading.
Yeah, it does.
You have to keep saying, what did you say? What? You get
yes.
It.
And we might have to disconnect and reconnect, and
oh
you just
gosh.
Will not be happy.
Yeah.
All right? Second method of calling in is through Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee. Not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. You have to be already friends with Deborah Lee. But that is only when we ask, because Facebook doesn't have an Messenger doesn't have an automatic put you on hold thing.
The portal. This is their portal.
That's her device she's using. You can use whatever you want. Phone, tablets, laptops.
But this is
desktop.
How we receive you through Messenger.
NASA computer. You use whatever you got to use for your Messenger.
And they don't have a hold on it.
There's no automatic hold.
Yeah.
And if we didn't say to Messenger us, we're going to have to hang up on you for now. You can call back when we ask, but we can't take you. Unless we have already asked for Messenger folks. All right. And last but not least, if you're, call anytime now, folks. There's no, you'll automatically go on hold. Somebody asked, when can we call?
Except
not Messenger.
Not on the port,
You can call actual regular land telephone line anytime. You automatically put hold.
Or cell phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
On a frickin' phone. All right. Just a frickin' fracking phone. Let's just not get stupid here.
I read that, Blog Talk is thinking seriously of adding WhatsApp, and I think that is an awesome app. I love it. I love it. Often use it in my work, especially with clients who are, well, on the other side of the world. Yeah. Oh, mama.
It's been like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
From Pakistan. International shout out to mama.
We have been wondering about
you. Yeah, I was
you.
Getting worried. You know, I shouldn't get worried, because typically when people hear from people, it means things are riding good and smooth and happy. But
yeah,
we still get a little worried sometimes.
You were like the prodigal daughter.
You're calling like every, all of a sudden, boom, silence.
So
ghost.
Good to have you all with us. We are going to party now. Yes, look at this list. Don't worry. We can run past 8 o'clock when the hour is over. The problem is on Monday when we're coming through News for the Soul, we can't. Because she, you know, the woman that, the commander-in-chief at News for the Soul has a lineup of shows.
Yeah, she has a finite time finishing and starting. It has been a long time, Obama. And the last method of communication is if we get a break in calls, get a break in Messenger, we'll go to the folks on Facebook Live that are there watching and can't do either. But we got to walk right to the frickin' phones. And let's take caller number one, because we got like 6 people on hold. But do not worry. We will
get
you.
Don't abandon us.
Our first caller is from area code 267, which is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. 267.
Pennsylvania. Glad to have you with us.
Come on down.
What's
your first name?
It's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica.
I was living in a cabin. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember. How is that going?
You got cabin fever.
Oh, man, the last couple of days have been sort of rough. I was in the cabin for around 11 nights or something, I think it was, and they have it rented out over the weekend, so it was time for me to wrap up and go somewhere else. And it just felt like my time was done there. But before I left, I had met some people on the campground, and they were like, you should just buy a trailer and park at one of these campgrounds, and it'll save you money rather than like bouncing around and whatever until you find your house.
Always an option.
So that came through, and I was like excited about it, and I went running around looking for trailers and then looking for a campground, and nothing was really working out. I found a trailer on my campground that is like really cheap, but I haven't found a campground to park it at, which now the guy's helping me, but I'm just like really exhausted and stressed, and I'm really at this point, like, so I've been in a hotel, this is my second night, and I'm feeling like a little stressed about money too.
Sure.
And it's like I'm starting to think, well, I thought the trailer would be fun and the camping ground thing would be fun, But now I'm just like, I really just would like to find my house and be done with it. And like, there's also like been a lot of lessons around like relationship stuff at the campground, because I know everyone's been like talking about me, and it doesn't mean that it's like necessarily bad, but I've always had like sort of issues with that. So not only is spirit taking me through like housing stuff and trusting, but it's also like healing around relationships of like, yeah, these people are rooting for you, and if they talk about you and they're saying whatever, that's their stuff. Don't take that on. Because, like, I can go back to that campground tomorrow, but part of me is like, I don't even want to go there because some of them had, like, some nasty attitudes towards me.
God.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
That's not right.
What's the question?
So I'm looking to see what are you seeing?
I don't even know what direction to do. I don't know where I'm staying tomorrow. I don't know. I'm supposed to be resting today, but I haven't been able to. And it's just, I was calling around hotels for a monthly rate, but none of them are giving it right now because it's spring or summertime or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Jessica, what are you doing there? I mean, is there a particular reason that you are where you are in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, what's got you anchored?
Yeah.
Well, I was brought here. I moved here almost 6 months ago because my soul was really calling me to move to Pennsylvania. It felt like my soul tribe was moving me to Pennsylvania. And even like now I'm staying in Jersey for the last two nights. And I was happy about coming back, but I'm like very excited about getting across the border again. It just feels nicer there. And for the last 6 months, I've been like planting seeds to build my career. But it's like,
well,
so I don't know. I mean, just tell me what you're thinking.
I guess the glimmer of an option for you to contact like all sorts of realtors to see if they have homes that they need somebody to live in. A lot of times they do. It's easier to sell a home that's lived in rather than one that's vacant. A lot of times, go ahead.
That was not to interrupt you, but that was what I did the first. I've been looking for a new home for 2.5 months, and these rentals are going like crazy. So it's not just like the house is for sale. So as soon as they put up something for rent, they have like 50 or 100 people contact within the first day or two, and then it's gone.
A woman at my dental office told me that her friend sold their house, people that bought it, guaranteed it for $100,000 above the asking price, and they did get an additional $100,000 for a house.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. So that tells you what's going on with the housing market. So now I'm just sort of questioning everything. Should I be getting a trailer? There seems to be some dead ends with that. I went to look for the house before. There were dead ends with that. So I go to Spirit, you know, what are we doing here? What's going on? What are you going to open the doors for me? Like, what is this all about?
But you said you felt your spirit was more at rest in Jersey, right?
No, it was just like when I first – no, I love it in Pennsylvania. Absolutely love it. It was just initially when I drove here the other day – yesterday, it was just nice to get into a hotel. I was just happy being in that familiar Jersey energy because it's been 6 months of adjusting to everything new in the new state.
Well – unless you have a job that keeps you anchored in that precise place, your cards are saying you've knocked on this door long enough. Now it's time to go to a different locale where the opportunity for home, you know, just to have a home will be better for you.
Could be a sign.
I really do think it is a sign. Now, and you're here, and it's like every step you take is turning into a setback, and you've got to be able to walk within your power, which it doesn't seem like you have much right now. You're at the mercy of every other, you know, individual out there. So
yeah,
I'm feeling terrible for you, but I also see that this is not exactly the spot where your future lies. And Jim even feels it, and he hasn't read cards for years.
Yeah, I just think that these are, when you, it's, you, there is, yeah. This is like a series of signs. Now, some people say, oh, my, it's challenges to make me want it. It's like, there's a certain point where there's signs. When it's like,
it is.
Every time I do this, every time I come up with an angle, this angle, this angle, this angle, it gets shut down. To me, it's like, all right, that's the big person somewhere, whatever you believe in saying, time to move on.
Yeah, it means it's time to change the drawing board that you're working with.
Maybe there was a window where that was the right thing, but
you
that
know,
time has passed.
I see one hell of a great opportunity for a home for you, for happiness. It's what I refer to with the Six of Hearts, it's like a yellow brick road. It's a great road. It's, imagine a beautiful sunny, you know, clouds rolling by and a blue sky. That's the kind of road that is ahead for you, but you've got to make a change. The direct spot that you are in.
I mean, I mean, that became very clear. After I pursued the whole trailer thing for the last several days, and I ended up finding a trailer for cheap, and I felt really comfortable with it. And now, like, again, this guy's helping me find a place to camp it out. But I couldn't even tell you the direction of where I would go. Like, I couldn't, like, I have a horse show tomorrow that I'm working at, which is back in the area where I was originally living. So I'm going to put up a sign that I'm seeking a house for rent. But yeah. After that, tomorrow, I have nowhere as far as I don't have a hotel room. I'm not going to go back to the camping ground. And it's like, I'm in this unknown, you know, spirit keeps bringing me back to that, like, present moment and the unknown. But I'm not getting, I was getting very specific guidance from them when I moved there five and a half months ago, that I was supposed to go where I went.
Now the thing
and
is,
I've been happy there.
With
but
the
now it's
with the camper trailer. What happens when there's 6 feet of snow on the ground?
It was not a permanent thing. It was just, it's not a thing to live in. It's just for long term. It was just for several months for me to be there. And it worked out that it was going to be like a decent rate for me to get the trailer and pay like the fee to be on the camping ground. It was just going to buy me some more time for me to find the right house for me.
We're going to have to move on, but I would like you to message me, text me, you know, or send me an email. And because I don't feel comfortable just whipping these cards out without being able to
give
you.
Don't leave me. Like, I've been waiting to speak to someone all day because I've just been crying. It's really insane.
So get a hold of me either through my Psychic Love Doctor page, or if you're a friend of Deborah Lee, who is me, you can reach me that way through Messenger, or you can email me.
I'm not on Facebook, so I could, you want me to send you an email?
Sure. Anybody can email me at any time.
Yeah, but she's not going to take 100,000 email readings.
No, what I'll do is take your questions to add another show
if we get a gap or something.
I just wanted to take a closer look for Jessica. I feel how distraught you are. Your anxiety is off the charts, and I can't just in good conscience walk away right now. So for you, go ahead, email me. It's Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com. And anybody else, if you can't always join our shows, shoot your question to me in email or through Messenger, and I will be sure to let you know when it's going to be addressed on what show. Okay, and Jessica, I'm going to watch for you.
Bizarre, because like we spoke a week ago, whenever you were last on, and it was like, hey, that house is like right there. And
I know.
Like, now it's like, no, it's like I have no idea.
I know, that's why I really have to take a little more time. But I'll tell you, the line up here is almost like a line outside of a rock concert. I got to go.
Yeah, we're 19 minutes into the show.
So, honey, send me an email. I'll watch for it, okay?
Okay, I'll send it to you right now. Thank you. Okay.
You're so welcome, and I'll watch for you. Thank you.
Are you gonna should I expect a reply tonight, or is this like a few days or something?
I'll do my best for tonight. Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
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 You know, some people turned to us. They got some big issues and just doing a little, you know, quickie.
But
yeah,
we have a show with 1,000 people waiting. Who decides whose problem is more important than these other people?
Spirit.
You know what? They can arrange for private readings, and they can have unlimited amount of time one-on-one if you arrange for a private meeting with Deborah Lee. You don't have to compete with anybody on hold. You have to compete with nothing. You choose the time.
I also have an 800 number, and I don't advertise as much as I should.
Right. So on these shows, you're not getting undivided attention the entire show. We've got to move on. It's only fair.
All right, let's move.
All right. I just want to make that clear.
Carry on.
Because you're going to get hammered by emails after what you said.
That's okay, because I'll keep them for future shows.
I think Allison is from the UK, right?
Allison. Yes. Yes.
We'll just give her an international shout out. We get mixed up. It's one of them nights. One of them nights. All right. Let's keep on. We want to get rid of this stack. We got a lot of callers that are holding patiently. Let's go to area code 586, Michigan. 586.
Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Dublin.
Thanks for taking my call. And my name is Monica.
Hi, Monica. Have we talked to you before?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
well,
Michigan. Awesome.
Welcome to you. And if Veronica was here, she would sing you a welcome.
Yep.
But back with us.
Yeah, but
anyway, you'll never be a newbie again.
True that.
Okay.
We might forget about you if you don't call again.
Yeah, you have to call us often. We love to hear
but
from
you. But I'd about to say, I don't think we've had a Michigan caller anytime recently. Mm-hmm.
What part of Michigan, honey?
I am Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Where's that?
We're suburbs of Detroit.
She's not a Uper.
No, you're the UP. Yeah.
She's not a Uper.
Yeah. We're originally from northern Minnesota. And like trot over to Michigan and stuff. And I've lived near Menominee? Michigan, yeah.
Anyway, the UP.
Give us a little, a few details about you and your situation.
Yeah, what do you want to know? Be specific.
Right.
Don't be afraid.
Because
I'm going to be specific, easy, and quick.
Okay.
See anything as far as a real relationship?
So you want to know, you're looking to see if you see anything in the cards for a real relationship, correct?
Yeah.
Real meaningful, like obviously long term, maybe forever, right?
Right.
Do you have one right now, or are you kind of just bouncing around and very unsatisfying?
I'm just by myself.
By yourself? Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. People think it is. It's better to be by yourself.
Not had to heal.
It's better to be by yourself.
You had to heal.
It's better to be by yourself.
Sounds like you had a traumatic breakup.
Yeah, it's better to be by yourself than be with a jerkwad partner.
That's true.
And I have a feeling that's why she needs to heal, because she's had a jerkwad in her life.
Well, the thing is, when you are when you're by yourself, you miss a lot of bullets there as far as lousy partners, cheaters.
Well, and some people can't be by themselves, and they immediately just latch on to the first thing that comes along, and it typically isn't of quality.
It's a life preserver floating by.
Yeah, and then when they hang on to it, they realize it's actually a piece of concrete that they grabbed onto and they're screwed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So let me ask you, socially, do you engage in social media? Do you talk to people online? Are you out and about? Okay. So do you have a social life in your town?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, there is somebody here. This is somebody I think that you have met in the past, but never thought anything would come of it. But there's a very strong feeling that this is somebody that really would like to connect with you.
Okay.
And now, are you on like Facebook or, Instagram, anything like
social
that?
Social media?
I have a Facebook page, but I'm very seldom on it.
Okay,
well, this is somebody that would like to connect with you through the Ace of Clubs is a card of communication, and it can mean,
social media, email, text.
Anything like that.
Or
telephone.
Actually, exchange phone numbers, heaven forbid, and call, and not just text, God
but
have mercy on our souls.
I feel you're going to bump into each other. There's a bit of there's like a destiny attached
somebody
to this
does.
Relationship. And how old are you, if I may ask?
49.
Yes. 40, you know, 50. Let's go. 50 is the new 30.
Oh, we lost 7 points.
Okay, so bear that in mind. And it's a big emotional step when you turn 50, because inside you're still like you're 21, you know. Anyway, he's younger than you. He's younger than you, but he loves a woman who has maturity and stability and, you know, wisdom. So I think if you start manifesting that this individual is out there and looking for you, and you just say, I hope, not hope, I know that he is going to come into my path.
Yes, I look forward to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you already know it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's not an if, it's a when.
Yes. Yeah, because it's like you're holding a big magnet, and that magnet will draw to you. So if you say, I'm helpless and hopeless, and, you know, if you put that out, what do you think the universe is going to do? It's going to say, well, you like that. Yeah, here, let's give you more.
They're going to throw you a butt sniffer.
Kill me. We don't want any butt sniffers, no.
No.
Only your three
no,
pets, those are fine. They can do that.
And try to keep healing. You've got little bits and edges that still need. It's what Veronica calls your turkey isn't quite cooked. You know, you're on your way to being done, but you still have some things here. Somebody really did you wrong. And it's been very difficult for you to get over it. And, you know, there's actually going to come a point that you are going to want to pray for that person, for the evilness that's in their heart, that they can be so cold.
Yeah, it's usually when you have made peace with it, and a lot of that comes with finding the right person that's made you happy, and you're like, wow.
The one that you deserve.
They're screwed. Yeah. They got nothing. I feel bad for them now.
So if it was me, I would also send out in that manifestation, it would be wonderful for my 50th birthday to have this new love come into my life.
It's a big 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have to call us more often because these readings build on each other. This was only your first one.
Yes, and you obviously found us on blogtalkradio.com, I'm taking it, yes?
Well, great. If you follow us on there, there's a follow button. You'll be notified. Sometimes we do a show on different days.
Mondays is 100 million percent guaranteed on Mondays via News for the Soul. So you'd have to look for News for the Soul Radio on Mondays.
Okay.
And then every other days it will be the same as this,
And I want to give you one last little tidbit here. You got a lot of good stuff coming to you. You really do. So you just start walking on the sunny side of the street and keep trying, keep letting go. I got badly hurt myself. There was a man online 2-3 years ago. He stole $85,000 from me. And it took me a bit, it took me a very long time to be able to regain my power and to actually pray for his soul. You know, so.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So don't be a stranger. You're part of the family now.
All right. Yay. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You are a darling.
Word up on
glad
that dog.
Glad to meet you.
Glad
Take
to meet
care.
You, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You must call again.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, that was a good call. These have been good ones. I like that.
Sure.
We're on a roll with some good positive energy.
We are indeed. All right. We're going to rock and we're speaking on a roll. We're at the hump point, so we're going to give our little disclaimer out again. That's a reminder that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. Remember to call in 515-602-9676. We have a few folks on hold, and you're going to get to you. Somebody dropped from our area code 757.
No, you come on back.
Yeah, please come back. But, you know, maybe they had something to go do at 7:30, and they just couldn't get there. But, you know, we understand. Life has to be going on.
And the reason we do the disclaimer is so that new folks don't become so overwhelmed by a good reading that they run out and quit their job and sell their house and divorce their spouse and, you know, just go and make radical moves. All right. Somebody's on.
We have our new caller from area code 443, which is in the land of Mary. Marilyn, 443.
Marilyn, welcome to the show.
What you got cooking?
Hey, how are you all? It's Suzanne.
It's
Suzanne. It is Suzanne. She was in here very early on Facebook.
Yeah, we've missed you,
have
too.
Have you forgotten me?
No.
No, heck no.
Oh, no, 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 no. Well, you were here, you were here like when we first went live on Facebook, and then you got on hold and we hadn't heard from you.
Yeah, then I called in. Yeah.
Yep, then you called in. You got to do your thing.
Well, we're glad to hear
That's
from
right.
you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to have you read me the cards and see if I'm still doing what I need to do and give me direction if you need to.
All right. Now, while I'm getting the cards, you could explain to people why she can call in like this.
Yes. Yeah, especially to the new folks. Because a lot of new folks, and I would probably be the exact same way if I called in. I would be like, can I just get a reading? Because they don't know. They're not familiar with the show. They don't know.
Just the general.
They don't know the protocol of what you can and what you cannot ask. So to say, I would just like a general reading. I'm brand new. You're not going to get squat really out of that reading. You're going to get little vague little things. These people that call in, like to call them checkups or generals, Deb's been doing readings with them for a long time. So she already knows a whole bunch of tons of stuff in the past that doesn't have to be brought to her attention. But if you're new, be very specific. Yes. Detail.
Yeah, I have to build that
the
spiritual
rapport.
Link.
You have to have
right.
that little card reading rapport. So, all right.
All right.
Let's get them rocking and rolling to Suzanne. And we'll get to the rest of you folks. We got a few of them, but it's not outrageous. We're going to get every one of you.
Yes. Hang in there.
Hang in there, and hopefully 7x7 comes back.
Okay. I want you to know, Suzanne, that you are really making strides in terms of your, you know, your professional goals, definitely. Was that you clapping?
Okay.
Or was that, or
I
was
did.
That a bird? I thought it was a bird.
No, I clapped.
Yes, you are definitely. And you're going to find yourself contemplating making little changes here and there that are only to the good. It's nothing about, you know, it's not like a closed door. It's like, oh, this door is opened, and you know, I think I see even more potential here. Now, one thing we've got to discuss that we haven't covered before is that you are going to find men extremely attracted to you, especially once you start your metaphysical practice, your, you know, work, spiritual work, and... It's like how many times patients fall in love with their doctor. They're in love, but they're really not. And your husband might freak out a little bit over that.
Oh, I would think so.
You would?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You just got to understand that when you work intensely with somebody, and these men are starting to show up now, even though you aren't near to hanging out a shingle yet, but they will appear even 2 to 3 years in advance.
Yeah, and you know, if you don't have to tell him about every little thing like that either. If guys are hitting
on
you,
that just makes you crazy.
There's nothing good will come of telling that person that.
It's almost, and that's the way I also feel about having an affair or slipping and somebody, I hate the word cheat. They are, what would you call that? Unfaithful to their vows. Or their commitment.
Yeah.
What good comes from telling that person, oh, you get to cleanse your, you know, your soul. And now what have you done to that person?
And we had a pre-agreement that said to do that.
Yeah.
Anytime you ever do something, we have to tell each other.
Otherwise, make it a pact between you and the higher power.
And so long as I never do it again, I'm going to forgive myself.
Yep. Okay, but let's
get back to her reading.
Suzanne, I am seeing that woman that I told you about. There's a particular woman you're going to end up connecting with first, I think, over the internet, and then I see you traveling to go to, like, an event where she's appearing or you're going to be on the, what do you call it, on the, I don't want to say menu, but you're on the...
Dais.
Yes. You're going to hook up with this woman. You know, really.
So to speak.
Yeah. It's going to be a
powerful
business partnership.
Wow.
And if you and your husband ever wanted to travel, York and its under sure to come true. You know, I love that designation. You both will do a lot of travel in this new undertaking of yours.
Really?
The world,
wow.
Well, remember, the world has been through hell with the pandemic,
yeah.
Mental health problems out there all over the place. We got that war going on. Light workers are being almost, it's like they're being called to duty to get out there
mm-hmm.
and start raising consciousness and leading people
mm-hmm.
into the light. And you're going to be one of them. So
really,
I'm getting the feeling that this would be of your own choosing, that you might begin some side work from your home.
Okay.
Like seeing, I don't know if you'd see clients, but maybe putting a group together, you know, something
mm-hmm.
that would, and I'd see it's beginning at your home, and it would involve people that would become very good friends to you. So,
okay.
Yes, all in all, you are still on the path. You are in the right direction. You're going to make little tweaks here and there to your projects, and I feel you are going to become a globetrotter at a very
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You may team up with this woman and some other practitioners and go out and do, say, workshops. You know, you can do
uh-huh.
all kinds of things you might do for a weekend, but I think it's going to be very good. Very good. And I feel...
You don't see any names. You don't hear any names or anything, do you?
No,
like,
no the
or...
thing is, I've never been very good with names. You
names,
know, I
okay.
wish some people are awesome with that. It's
that's
probably because I never really focused on it. But I do want you to know
right.
that there is a very strong possibility, if you choose it, to run your own, thinking storefront or have an office.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
a base multi, there's all kinds of... You might have things for sale. You've got practitioners. You know, you're in charge. You're holding meetings, et cetera, et cetera. It looks very successful. Very successful.
Okay.
I'll come and see what you got.
Okay.
Love to do. All right. Well, take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
So good to hear from you. Take
you
care.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
And thank you for holding. Patience.
Yeah,
bye.
Really.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie, let's keep on getting on because we're over the hump. We're on the downhill run.
Yes.
And we shall go to Area 2, 423, Tennessee, 423.
Tennessee.
What's up, Luna?
Yep. I knew
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
We are doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Cool.
And Jim is using his more and more. He actually was using those, what are they, motorized? Carts in the supermarket.
Yeah, those little supermarket wheelchair combination shopping cart things.
Did you
yeah.
run anybody over?
Well, he almost, yeah.
I wanted to, but they don't go fast enough.
No, it has a strict governor on it.
Bastards.
So you're not going to be peeling out or anything like that. So tell us, Luna, what's up?
Well, I wanted to get a reading tonight. It's been a kind of a bad week.
Okay.
I can't really talk about it too much, but
okay.
Long story short, my husband took off.
Oh.
It was really bad, and he took off, and he wants to come back, but, you know, it's going to take some time, and, you know, with the whole legality thing and everything, but I just wanted to see, like, is our marriage salvageable at this point, or, you know, is everything going to work out, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. How long has he been gone, if you don't mind me asking?
Ish.
3 days now.
Right.
Okay, but you heard back already, like you said, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to come back, but she doesn't know.
Well, you know, that's and she has that right. You know, because like she doesn't like him. This we
I
don't
want
need
him to come back, but when I talk to him, he sounds like he's unsure.
Hmm. That's not very, I wouldn't make me very confident either.
Oh, and I don't know if he'd want to know that you discussed this you know, with the world.
Bev, he could be listening. Yeah. He knows our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, true.
We know. But anyway, we're not going to throw
that,
names
that
out there.
That's not going to go into too many details, but, you know, he left, and that's basically what we're going to leave it at, and I just want to see if our marriage
yep.
is salvageable.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell you, you are all in with this marriage. Every single shred of your heart, your soul, your, you know, everything is invested in this marriage. There she is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. And
well,
it's under the designation I love, sure to come
true.
There is nothing in you that makes you question your commitment.
Mm.
But there's an extenuating circumstance here that you know of, that you're well aware, and I'm concerned that it's not going to be nipped in the bud. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it may not hurt to make him really crawl through crushed glass to get up to the door.
Or at least he should
yeah.
be more confident and
yeah.
convincing.
Yeah, if he's going to waver.
Yeah, then you could actually just tell him, hey, if you are kind of like him and Han, why would I want somebody back that's kind of like, I don't know. You know, but that's your call anyway. We don't
There's
know the details.
There's a sense here of wanting his cake and eating it too. And a lot of people are. Yeah, and we could go into all kinds of cliches.
Oh, you could,
greener
you could,
on the other side.
You could have a whole hour show just talking about that. Yeah,
for sure.
Yep.
For sure. So I think the waiting game, you're in, like I said, but he's got a real – here's what I tell people. The more that you let that partner who has become estranged realize how much they miss you, how much you bring to their life, and how – empty life is without you, that's when they earnestly have, you know, earned the right to come back. And nothing gives the heart 2020 vision, I'm just putting this out for everybody, like being in the arms of the wrong person. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That brings somebody back 100% plus. Okay. So I think this is a meaningful little break for you. Think of yourselves as Ross and Rachel on Friends. They're on a break. And I think you should just keep on keeping on. Right, I see that.
Okay,
keep on keeping on. Be you, Luna. Remember how much quality you have. Because sometimes somebody doing this can sort of chisel away, you know, at our self-esteem. Our confidence.
If you let them, yes.
Yeah.
Right, right. If you think that they are your only lifeboat on earth and you're at sea and you have to get in that boat, then that can erode you.
And the other thing, he needs to show you that he is your dolphin. And I believe he is.
Yeah.
But there's many fish in the sea, too.
I mean, we don't have details here.
No, and
Debs don't buy purely by card.
And I just want to tell you,
both.
You will never be alone.
She knows them both.
Yep, and that's something he's got to realize. You are a high-quality lady, a woman that really loves her man. So that's not always true in this day and age. So, honey, I want you to make the decision that feels right to your heart. But you could, if you can, you can join us again on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take another look.
Yep.
I don't.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't see him fully missing you yet. Okay? I just see him wanting to have a fallback position. And that's not what you are.
Yeah.
Yep. So stand your ground. You got a right to it.
True that.
All right. Well, thank y'all. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And good luck and keep on calling back. So,
you know. And we love you.
I will.
So we want to make sure that you're doing okay.
Word up on that, dog.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll try to call back on Monday.
Right,
we'd love that.
We know she might be working. You know,
yeah. But,
you
know. And if you ever need help in between shows, anybody, remember, you can always arrange a one-on-one session with me on
Absolutely.
My website.
Yeah. You go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and all the information you need is there.
Right.
So all right.
Take care, darling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Okay, we're not
going
to babble and do anything because we've got callers and we want to get them all.
We had somebody, another one drop, and probably had to go do something. So, and let's go to our next caller, because we're taking them in the order they've been waiting. 845, which is in the great state of New York. 845, I believe it's New York, right? Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you?
We are very good. Mm. And say again where you're from.
New York.
From New York.
Okay.
Yes, tomorrow is my birthday. You got any message from my lover, my husband, or my family?
Is this Maria?
Yes.
Oh, Maria, we know you. At first, I didn't recognize your voice. Did you say it's your birthday?
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, Jim, cue the orchestra. Happy birthday to you.
I
got to
do it like fast forward. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes. We have to do it real fast.
That's for you, Maria.
Woo-hoo.
I know. Thank you.
Okay, what can we answer? What can we answer for you?
Yep, clock's ticking, so we got to rock hard.
The question is, you got any messages to see my friend and to get better? Tell him something. Something is good.
Is this about a friend getting better?
No, I not got a boyfriend. I say my finance, they're going to be better. Or you got a message from my husband. One of the two, you know, whatever.
Okay, somebody is flying in?
No.
I'm sorry, we have a bad connection. So maybe speak
you
slower.
See, I did some application. If I want a job, you think I'm gonna get it?
She was looking for.
Oh, got it.
The job, the job. Good question. All right. So you've been out looking for a job. Do you think you might have one lined up? Do you think you have one maybe possibly lined up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good question.
I would think being bilingual, and even if you may be trilingual
or whatever, yeah,
that would be a real plus.
Well, it always is. Yeah, that's always. It's almost mandatory for a lot of things nowadays, and I'd be screwed. So, but yeah, okay. Well, that's a very good question. Those are good questions.
Yeah, I think that's real good.
Very good questions, right to the point, very
is
specific.
Is this something you'd really like to do for a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Credit
is
cards
it
are
just
going down?
One time? Is it just a commotion? You know, commotion.
Okay.
For commotion.
All right, let's see what we got for you. I'm still laying out the cards. For those of you that are wondering, I use a 24-card layout, and I do not just randomly pull cards.
I will do it.
Okay. You know, I think you have a very good chance. There's more people, though, that are going to be looked at. So there's more, what would you call them, like... applicants, but
yeah,
I think that, yeah, and if this isn't the job that you get, the next one will be.
And was not meant to be.
Right, exactly. So the next one will be. And
okay.
Make sure you tell them that you want to, or would it be going on vacation as soon as you get hired. That's a good way for them to plan ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't wait till the time.
No,
to
you
got
to tell them ahead of time.
All right, Maria, I hope you call us again.
Yep, thank you very much. We have
yep,
to move
good
on.
Good luck
and
to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless
oh,
you.
And
you.
Happy
thank
birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday and call
thank
us again.
You, thank
yeah.
you very much. Nice to talk to you guys. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, she's a darling.
Okay, we're
going
to
yeah.
just hit it hard. We're going to go to, where are we going next? We're going.
Hey, one thing.
Area code 678. We're going to Georgia, 678.
Georgia. Hello. Who are we?
Hi, this is Jalen Pennington. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Great. Have you been on the show
I'm
before?
Great. No, this is my first time. I'm so excited.
was in Facebook Live.
Well, I'm so glad to have you with us.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad that you stuck with
Thank
it.
You.
You know, that's why you're asking in Facebook Live, so that's where she found
and
us.
And we need to remind people, Jim, they get on the show for a reading in the order that they came on blog.
Oh, yeah, I do let them know.
Because people sometimes think we're picking favorites.
No, we don't know. All we see is area codes there. I don't know, squat.
So tell us, what is your situation and what is the question you'd like to ask for your reading?
10 minutes.
Okay, so this is my question. Let me say this. I started a new job last Monday at the EPA, and I feel like I manifested this job, but now that I have it, it's so much information coming at me all at one time that I don't know if I'm going to be able to retain it all. So I just want to know, how are things going to go for me here? Or maybe I should be looking for something else.
All right. Well, remember, it's always easier to get another job when you already have one.
It is.
Okay.
It is indeed.
So
right.
Give me a chance here to look at it for you, and Jim will chatter with you for a minute. Chit-chat.
All right. So you have a job. How long have you been at it?
Since last Monday, I think she said.
Last Monday, yes.
Yeah, I got to remember, I do other things on here, too. I don't just daydream. I'm working with the Facebook Live folks and monitoring time.
Let me ask you, do you like it? Do you like the job?
So far, I do. I think it's more than I thought it would be, which is normally fine, but I'm really not used to going to a job where there's a learning curve.
Sure.
So this has kind of thrown me off.
But, you know, sometimes the jobs are like that. You get in there and you're there for a while and you think, I'm not getting this. And then all of a sudden it happens.
I can so relate to that. I act like I'm almost, like there's something, like I'm intellectually deficient when I first have to learn a job. Because nothing will come to me right away. You're nervous. You're trying to gather everything, and it's just like going right out the back of your head. Well, your cards tell me that if you give this a chance, you're going to actually love it. But if it starts to eat away at your peace of mind, you can't sleep, you know, you're having anxiety attacks, that would be a sign to look for another job. But your cards say, okay, do you work with others? Because there's a man here that seems to play a key role around your job.
I think that would be my manager, yes.
It is. This person adores you and thinks you are just cute as a button and is very committed to helping you. So knowing that should give you confidence that you aren't irritating your manager or making them, you know. No, this person really likes you. So now be aware that there's other women sometimes don't have a good time working with each other. We aren't good to each other a lot of the time. And we're not always competing for men. But some women just don't like when somebody else who has great talent and, you know, capabilities comes on the scene. So watch out. There is a woman here like that. You just be nice and friendly to her and let her, can I say it, be a biatch if she wants to be. let her be that biatch because she's just got a really critical nature. And turn a deaf ear. But just be nice to her because you know what? It's true. You can kill a person with kindness. The nicer you are.
Okay.
Yeah. So if she insults you in some way, you could say, you know, I think that sweater you're wearing is beautiful. And then just walk away with a smile. Even though she just tried to.
Well, the thing about it is that we're all still remote. We're all still working from home. So I really haven't met anyone.
Haven't met her yet.
Over the phone.
But she may be in your chain of command somehow. People don't just turn up randomly. But I think you've got a real shot at this. And your manager looks very patient and kind. And be careful. He might fall in love with you. You know?
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger. You call us again on Monday if
I
you're
will.
Able
I watch,
to.
I've watched you all before. I've just never called in. So
well,
I watch
you
guys often.
If you call in on Monday, you will also get an angel card reading.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's
I can do that.
Well, take care. So wonderful to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you, guys. You have a good night.
Yeah. Have a good weekend yourself. Bye-bye. It's almost over, isn't it, the weekend?
Well, let's go half full here.
I know.
It's not almost over. We're kind of at the halfway point. Saturday hasn't ended yet.
And she's watched us before. I love that.
Yep. Yep. All right. Let's go to area code 779, which is the land of Illinois, which is also referred to as Eden. Illinois, you're
no,
on.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's
the
referred to as hell.
Yes, the land of Eden.
It is Eden. It is paradise. Shangri-La.
No, it is not. Stop it.
Oh, it's so wonderful when you come in as the rear end of the show.
Yeah, yeah, to take us out with a bang. We only got a little bit over 4 minutes, so we got to move fast.
So tell us what.
Okay, so I'm here with my sister. She's in the bathtub as I speak. So anyways, listen. Me and my naked sister here want to know about our dad.
Okay.
What's going on with him?
How is he acting and being?
Yeah, anything new?
Nothing really changed. He lost his phone, but he found it.
Kind of more of the same?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look at the card. But I want you to know that Tim is fantasizing about your naked sister.
She's not that psychic. Senor, I like your sister.
Is he still being erratic in his behavior? And
he lost his phone.
He lost his phone?
He lost his phone. We found it. It was in the bird seed, you know, wild bird seed container. It fell out of his pocket, and he dumped a 6-pound bag of seed on it. It was funny.
Oh. I can't even. I'm amazed that you found that.
Yeah.
I am either. I couldn't believe it. But, he keeps losing weight. How's that?
I just don't know that I would have looked in a bag of feed for birds.
Okay, your dad's going through a phase. Look at how that fell right there. There's her dad, and there's the phase.
There's the phase.
He's in a phase right now where he's jealous of everybody. You know, people on TV, you people, everybody's riding like a golden goose with good health.
Yeah, but what about his health?
And, well, his health, I'm seeing that he's not as quickly deteriorating as he has been. But his mental state is horrible right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So if he speaks viciously towards you, I'll try and turn, like the other lady, turn a deaf ear. Don't engage. That's what he wants.
Yep.
You know, he wants to joust. And you could tell him, hey, go look in the mirror. Here's a hand mirror, shadow box with yourself. Because
right.
You guys don't have to take all that crap. But, uh-oh.
2-minute warning.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. For you, things are looking up. You're going to be on an upswing soon with your own romantic life.
Yeah. I hope so. I am going to be visiting the area very soon, so.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
That is
that's
true.
Right.
Speaks truth.
In fact, when 757 dropped, I wondered if it was you calling in from somewhere. Okay. you're going to find you miss it here a lot when you get here.
Oh, but she shall be homesick for the land of Lincoln.
Yes. The corn.
But I'm not going to miss. I don't miss the traffic.
No.
I won't miss the traffic.
Yeah, it's bad, but it ain't L.A.
No, for sure. But you're
getting there, though.
It's mainly, you folks, don't engage with him. He just wants to be, like, purely rotten.
That's what I feel because he is losing a lot of weight. He lost another 4 pounds in like a week.
Is he diabetic or what is he?
Yes, he is diabetic. He's full-blown diabetic.
He's probably losing his grip on taking, you know, where it's under control.
Well, he doesn't really handle his diabetes
very common.
You know who's going to really need the attention of you two is your mother, because when he passes, she's going to feel a huge sense of relief that is going to make her feel really guilty. So
I know it's coming.
Probably the most common thing.
It's coming.
It's like in her mind right now, she's thinking, God, why don't you just die?
And then after that, they'd be like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have thought
that. We're all thinking that because we're like, life would be easier and I could get things taken care of and straightened out and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's ill to wish ill of people. You know what I mean?
He's not going easily into that good night, I can tell you. He feels like, they're all going to be so happy when I'm gone, but I'm not getting out of here as fast as they think, you know?
Yeah, I know, because he just tries to egg on everything, egg it on. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I will.
One last word. He's going to really find happiness and healing on the other side. That's one thing I can promise. All right?
Who, him or me?
Well,
I mean, your time is not coming around the corner there, woman.
No, but I mean,
you're talking about my dad.
Papa-san. Yeah, and he'll go through a healing there in his spirit, and you know it'll be good for him. And the rest of you are going to start. You're going to turn a page and start a new life for yourself.
That's what I need, because I totally need that. Awesome.
Okay.
And hopefully my visit's going to be productive and a romantic interest will enter my life sometime soon. It would be good.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I feel bad that you're going to be so homesick for Illinois, though, while you're here. I feel bad for you.
I'm not really going to be homesick, but I'm going to be homesick for my dogs because I don't get to bring the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah, the babies. Yeah.
It's the babies. Well, that's all I care about.
It's wonderful that you called in.
Word up on that dog.
Yeah, we must bid you.
All right. I love you guys.
We love you too.
All right. Love you. Bye. See you soon. Bye.
All right, everybody on Blog Talk. We are going to ride you out to the end of the show with Dyer.
Want to try a messenger, see if somebody wants one real quick?
Wait, is anybody there?
There's a couple of people asking. Okay.
All right.
We've extended the show a wee bit, even the Blog Talk folks. If somebody wants to messenger us right now, we can only take one. Whoever's first, we will take them.
And you know, you can tell we don't script anything because right there I was ready to say adios, amigos.
A phone call. We're going to wait about 60 seconds for either a messenger, Facebook messenger call, or a phone call, and then we shall say goodbye.
Who is that?
That's why I was talking, Deb.
I see.
Do you know what I say, Mom?
Yeah.
That's okay, though, because, you know, it is late, especially Allison's in the UK, so
you
got that going there.
She's got to go night-night.
It is a Saturday night, but it doesn't mean she ain't tired, you know what I'm saying?
We've noticed we have listeners. We're able to see where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We have listeners, like, in Bulgaria. Where else? France?
Yeah, and they haven't called in.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't matter. You know, it's Blog Talk Radio. You can listen anywhere you want. And they're listening on there's various platforms that they can access Blog Talk.
I wonder if it gets translated into their language.
We don't know. So maybe if they download it and don't listen to it live, I just do not know. All right.
I guess we're going to.
I think we're going to say goodbye because nobody's messaging us.
All right. Till Monday. We'll be on newsforthesoul.com, and that will be 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
It will indeed.
Be there. We're going to be looking for you. Bye-bye now. Dire Straits. Here we go.